How did the markets work out yesterday for you?
Well, I was up six at the end of the day, $6.
Hey, it's payday.
I'm just kidding. Stop pulling out a dollar. I'm just payday, messing with you.
Yeah, that's right. I can take a dollar out of the ATM here in the building. We work in radio, so our ATM makes small change.
It does make some money off of it.
All right, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon quickly here as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Of course, right after our first break, we go into random facts, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We're busy now on the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. We've got some incoming traffic from 231 in Wetumpka. Got a little bit of incoming on Troy Highway as well to the East-South Boulevard, but we're still looking good over most of the city with light to moderate traffic. That includes I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka also looking good this morning. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Today is April 1st. It's nothing. Nope. There are no wacky holidays today. None whatsoever. It's just April 1st, nothing more. Oh, well, have a great April 1st. April Fools! I got you good. April 1st is actually International Fun at Work Day.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed is only $14.99, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. End Saturday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello, and welcome to April, the fourth month in the Gregorian calendar. There is so much more to April than just Easter. April is also Soy Foods Month, National Poetry Month, National African American Women's Fitness Month, Alcohol Awareness Month, National Pet First Aid Awareness Month, Emotional Overeating Awareness Month, National Sexually Transmitted Diseases Month, and Straw Hat Month. So, this April, enjoy a tofu burger while writing a sonnet about Venus Williams as you acknowledge you're hammered while attempting to give your cat CPR and realize that you're shoving pizza down your throat only because you're depressed that those bumps down there might be something serious and, you know, you can't find your favorite straw hat. You see, it's way more than just Easter. Welcome to April.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He calls it a Trojan horse filled with tax hikes that would hit both businesses and individuals. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is slamming President Biden's $2 trillion plus infrastructure plan. Orange, California, the latest American city having to deal with a mass shooting, It happened yesterday afternoon at an office building. Police say four people were shot and killed by a gunman, one of the victims a child. The suspect was shot and wounded by police. It's been a setback in the race to get people vaccinated against COVID-19. 15 million doses of the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been ruined. Human error cited as the reason. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 9 points. NASDAQ futures off 122 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The best flute music from the 1800s to today. You're tuned to FLT, The Flute, the number one station for the best flautists in the business. The Flute. And now back to the Flute Commute with Woody Wind.
You said you wanted more flute music on the radio, and we heard you. Hello, everyone. I'm Woody Wind, taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in our commercial-free flute block, flautists Lady Jean Galway, Emmanuel Pahood, and an old favorite from the highfalutin Fresno Foursome. But first, let's go to Penelope on the flute phone.
Hi, Woody. I've been waiting since 8th grade band class to hear more flutes on the radio.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
I can't wait to hear more.
Well, you don't have to wait long, Penelope.
FLT.
Here's a flute favorite from the grandfather of flute, Johann Joachim Quantz, only on the brand new FLT,
The Flute.
I'm enjoying it. We're changing formats again next hour, too.
Yeah. Oh, really? So we were in the Nick last hour.
Yeah.
We're the FLT flute this hour.
Yes. And next hour will be the bag. And what a lovely classical introduction to
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
The winds will increase as today goes on. Windy, unusually cool for this late in the season. Normal high is well up in the 70s. How about 50s today? Upper 50s, perhaps. But the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour, adding insult to injury. That's why there's a wind advisory in effect today. Freeze warning tonight. Unusually late in the season. About a month too late for the normal last freeze. Only about 32 first thing tomorrow morning around dawn. And the record low is 30 from 1881. Not quite as windy tomorrow, but still too cool. High around 60. We'll be down to 34 Saturday morning with widespread frost again, up to about 69 for a high on Saturday. And Easter Sunday still looking really good. High, low temperature in the morning, 40. And the afternoon high, 74. Just about a perfect Easter Sunday right now. That 11-mile-an-hour wind is going to be gusting higher, but currently 43 degrees feels more like 37. That's the wind chill factor at 710.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Just in time for April Fool's Day.
Interesting. Wait a minute. You can't fool me that easily.
You gotta be kidding me.
You know what they say. Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
It's no April Fool's joke.
I am ready to face any challenges that might be foolish enough to face me.
This ain't no time for this here foolishness.
You're not fooling me.
Hey, Scoop, I think we fooled them.
Oh, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
I don't have time for your jokes.
Oh, well. You may have to find another station because we just have too much fun here. Getting ready for animal stories later in the hour. Yet another incident involving...
Was that
Butch?
What?
The White House dog?
Major?
Major.
Yeah.
Don't ask me where I came up with Butch.
I don't know.
It's a good dog name. Not only another biting incident, but something else that happened in the White House that has everybody apoplectic there. Random facts, of course, coming up in just a moment. You know, a year ago, we were in the process of getting used to lockdowns, long lines, business closures, mm-hmm. whether they seem right or wrong. It's just the way it was. And a year ago, if we had been told, don't worry, you'll just be getting over this in about another 12 months, I don't know that any of us could have handled it. But in the meantime, lots of people who were very innocently impacted by these arbitrary lockdowns and stuff, doesn't take long to get into financial trouble. And the reason I'm bringing this up is there twice in my life I've had to use the bankruptcy system. Once when I was in my wild and wicked 20s, had to do it, had to start over fresh. And then I used it with a Chapter 13 in the 90s, which helped me take time. And the bottom line was it got all the collectors and phone calls off my back, and I was able to move on with my life. The laws are there to protect you. The thing is, nobody wants to make that phone call to a guy like Chuck Granger, who specializes in this. Chuck is a phenomenal guy, great human being. And he's been helping people through this. And when we were talking the other day, he says, I wish so many of my clients had called just a month or two sooner and spared themselves the grief. Turn the situation over to somebody who can keep the wolf away from the door and help you keep what you've worked so hard to earn. A bankruptcy does not mean you lose everything. In fact, it's designed to help you protect as many of the assets as you've accumulated as possible. He's got a website, Granger, and Granger spelled G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, GrangerLegal.com, where you can get some information just by putting, you know, kind of like an estimator that will help you make decisions. But it doesn't hurt to sit down and talk to the man and find out how he might be able to help you, or with a business situation as well. 260-0500, but you can learn more about this really great guy at GrangerLegal.com. It is 7:13. We have your local news. And I really don't know that I have a convoluted intro for Random Facts, but I'm working on it.
What?
Yeah.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Crenshaw County Sheriff's Office is asking for new information in a cold case murder from May 2011. DeLon Harris was shot to death in the Goshen community. There is now $25,000 in reward money for the case. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 1.6 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered across the state. The National Guard is hosting mobile vaccination clinics in rural counties. And the Montgomery Whitewater Project will hold a second workshop for local construction subcontractors and construction suppliers tonight at 6 p.m. The project manager will give an overview of the project and opportunities for local construction companies. For more information on tonight's workshop, visit MontgomeryWhitewaterProject.com. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I love overpriced stuff. Avocados, designer t-shirts, artisanal water, you name it. That's why I get my internet from the other guys. Paying more for the same stuff. What could be better?
Wow is better, because for just $29.99 per month, we give you the super fast, reliable internet you need and the awesome customer service you deserve. Switch to Internet 100 for just $29.99 per month. And now, learn how to get $150 on us at Huawei.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
at Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Easter is almost upon us. It's time to place your order for Easter ice cookies, pedophores, and dessert cakes to share with family. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 1st, 1973, the world welcomed little baby Rachel Maddow. When she entered this world, the doctor made an amazing prediction about the future liberal cable news host.
If you think she's crying now, wait until Trump is elected.
Rachel Maddow, a star is born.
And now,
Rachel Maddow, born on April Fool's Day. That should be one of Jay's random facts.
Oh, man, that took a lot of execution.
It did. It is not one of my random facts, though. I don't have that in there.
Maddow.
But, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And how much beloved she is on this radio station.
Right? I know. We celebrate her birthday.
Yeah. We talk about her a lot.
Did you know?
Uh-huh.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, he did Titanic.
He received complaints about his procrastinating from one of the priors? P-R-I-O-R-S.
Yeah.
Priors.
Okay.
This was while he was painting The Last Supper. He solved that argument by threatening to use that particular prior as the model for Judas. In the fresco.
Okay.
Saying, look.
Right, hey,
stop.
You don't shut up.
I'm going to put you in as Judas.
You're going to be in this painting. You know.
The complaint stopped shortly after he made that threat. It stopped. The model for Judas, by the way, was some prisoner in a Milan jail. That's who he used for the model.
Is that right?
For Judas on the Last Supper, yeah. Did you know there's a famous image of Johnny Cash giving the finger? You may have seen it. I think somebody's got a picture of it here that I can open for you and show you so you know that what I'm talking about. It is, it's this picture here.
To who?
There.
I mean, he just did it in
that's colorized, but it was black and white.
He did it in concert or something? Or
he did it, yeah. In fact, it was taken, when they were recording his performance at San Quentin.
Oh.
There was a UK TV crew that was there filming his performance. And they were between him and the audience, and they wouldn't clear the stage when he was asking them to do so. And so then he just, you know, he got mad at him. Gave him a little bit of the finger. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The old single salute.
Now, he had gone there to perform. He still wasn't incarcerated.
No. He had just gone there to perform. He did a prison tour type thing because he did Folsom, San Quentin, and I think he did two other prisons as well.
We hear that they were not allowed to react and make noise? That was added later?
Yeah, the copy everybody knows of, I think it's a boy named Sue. I think, is the one where they're all hooting and hollering and stuff like that. And was all added in afterwards because they weren't allowed to do that.
Interesting.
Nobody would play that today.
Boy named Sue?
Yeah. One of the people in attendance, and I want to say it was either at the Folsom or the San Quentin, was Merle Haggard or...
That sounds right. I mean, I
think so. I think he was in one of those and got to see him that way. So, did you know, speaking of music, the CIA used music as part of its interrogation program. Music would be played in a loop for hours on end to wear prisoners down or to induce sleep deprivation. There was one song that was near the very top of the torture list. And it's, we say song, but it's actually...
Is it Nickelback?
No. It's actually a commercial.
Oh.
It's a jingle for a commercial.
What?
That would drive them insane.
What?
Meow Mix.
Oh!
Which is basically just meow, 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 meow. That's all it is.
We did this in Panama for Noriega, too.
Yeah.
With huge speakers.
We did it with
very large
suspected terrorists by playing decadent Western music that put our culture in their face.
Right,
literally.
Right.
Yeah.
Meow Mix. Did you know that baby owls will sleep face down on their stomach because their heads are far too heavy at that age for them to be able to sleep? They do that until they're large enough to sleep upright.
That's cute.
It's cute. It looks like they're dead.
Oh,
the way that they're... Let me see if I can find you the picture that I'm seeing here. As he waits for this page to load and hopefully get a full thing.
By the way, while you're looking that up, next hour, 9 past April Fool's Day headlines that turned out to be true.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
What a tease.
Yeah. See,
I'm going to stay around.
That's a very good tease. All right, I can't find the picture. There's a little thumbnail. Thing looks dead. I'm seeing here. Did you know? Brazil has a lot of political parties, more than actually we do. Of course, you know, it's assumed that we only have two political parties here. We actually have quite a few, but you only really hear about or know about the big two. But anyway, Brazil has a lot. Each political party is given a number, an electoral number, to make it easier for people to follow who's in what party and for people who are illiterate and can't read a ballot. They can vote by looking at the number. The number is often incorporated into the party logo. For people who are running their campaign, if they're for whatever party they are, that number is put in the logo. For people who can't read. Did you know? Oh, we're going back to Johnny Cash on this one. The song Folsom Prison Blues was not inspired by any real experience, but by a movie. Entitled "Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison," and that's where he got the inspiration for the song from.
Huh.
Coming up on Random Facts, we will talk to you about the Regent Honey Eater. It's a bird. We'll go back to Germany and their tanks, like we did yesterday.
Germany, what's wrong with the tanks we got?
The Jungle Book. Achenbach Syndrome. And DeForest Kelly.
Oh.
We'll talk about
him. Damage him. I'm a doctor, not a...
Yeah. We'll talk to you about him. That is all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. I had something else I wanted to tease that was connected. Come back to it. It's pretty funny. It's an advertising logo that's actually kind of naughty.
Oh.
Let's get back to basics here with Food Outlet. We'll be giving away a $10 gift certificate shortly, and with that $10... gift certificate, you can buy 10 pounds of split fryer chicken breast, fresh USDA, because it's 99 cents a pound. Who sells any USDA meat for under a dollar a pound these days? Food Outlet does. Pork spare ribs, $1.98 a pound. And if you are planning on doing a ham for Easter, get over there Saturday and get yourself... They've got smoked ham at $1.25 a pound. It's very good. That's what we used last year. It was excellent. Beef cube steaks are $3.59 a pound. What's for dessert? How about a half a gallon of Bluebell ice cream? That's the full, real half gallon. $4.25. And all Coca-Cola products, Coke, Coke Zero, Diet Coke, Sprite, are $3.33 for a 12-pack of 12-ounce cans. And large eggs, that's the Surefine brand. That's 18 eggs, large, $1.97. You'll save, whether it's a special or not, because it's cost plus 10% pricing throughout the store, but Food Outlet does weekly specials as that extra incentive to get you to try them out. Start saving money without clipping a coupon at three locations, on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of 31 in Prattville, And I will be there Saturday morning this week because they're closed on Easter on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 7:25.
By Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, beginning to see more and more cars into Montgomery, and we've got a little bit of congestion now. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway. The Eastern Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway, and of course Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive and Northeast Boulevard taking in a lot of action this morning out of Wetumpka on 231. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We do have that accident 85 southbound near Shorter. If you're coming in from Tuskegee or Tallahassee this morning, you're going to have a minor delay there getting into Montgomery. Enjoy your favorite movies safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes. Better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Coming to Broadway, it's the new Game of Thrones musical, Targaryen.
Daenerys Targaryen. Her name is Daenerys Targaryen. And though she seems so level-headed now, just you wait, just you wait.
From the minds of George R.R. Martin and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
She has not thrown away her throne. She has not thrown away her throne. She's got dragons and the Threkkie and army of Unsullied, and she's not thrown away her throne.
It's the story of overthrowing a tyrannical king.
You say
that killing hookers with a crossbow could be foul play.
It's Targaryen coming to Broadway.
Whatever the hell that opens up.
Who's Khaleesi?
Daenerys Targaryen.
And now, here's Jay throwing out the first of the five remaining
random facts.
And see, it's baseball's opening day there. Yeah. So that's the significance, I think, of that.
Yes.
Did you know juveniles of the endangered Regent Honeyeater are struggling to learn their species' mating call due to there being so few adults? I didn't realize this could actually be a problem, but it totally is. 12% of males were found to be copying other species' mating songs instead, which further contributed to their decline.
They can't find a mate.
I don't have it. I will be leaving at 8 today. And I swear.
But 8 mountain time he meant. So really, that means regular time.
Did you know one of the biggest German tank destroyers was called the Ferdinand? Yeah, I know.
The Ferdinand.
Yeah, it was a tank destroyer. It was called the Ferdinand. It was named after its designer, who was called Ferdinand Porsche.
Oh!
Is it Porsche?
Well, I say Porsche.
I say Porsche.
Okay. Ferdinand Porsche.
So are you going to do a German tank random fact every morning now?
If I can keep it going, sure. Yeah, I'll try. Did you know the animal characters in the Jungle Book were named with the Hindi name for what animal they are? And I can't remember other than Baloo the bear. That's about it.
Hindi name. What's...
Well, like Shere Khan. Mm-hmm. Loosely translated, it meant Tiger King.
Oh.
Khan was, I guess, king, and Shere was tiger. Or Shere Khan? Shere Khan? Yeah. Anyway. I can't remember the other name. Well, I can't remember the name of the other animals in the Jungle Book. It was Mowgli, but that was just that was the
which
boy.
Which one was Tiger King?
I read the Cliff's Notes.
Shere Khan. But now I can't remember what the panther's name was, and the monkey, and the snake. Anyway, did you know there's a rare clinical condition called Achenbach syndrome? It results in the spontaneous and apparently very painful discoloration of your fingers and toes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know how you get it or how it happens or if it's...
I may have had that last. Remember I had that toe that went black?
I do remember that.
Whew.
That was weird.
Was it painful?
Yes, it was, but it cleared up. It's fine.
Maybe. And finally, did you know DeForest Kelly would joke that one of his biggest fears was that the phrase, "He's dead, Jim," would be on his tombstone.
Oh.
When he passed away from stomach cancer in 1999, Newsweek led his obituary by saying, "We're not even going to try to resist. He's dead, Jim." And that was how they led off their obituary of DeForest Kelly. Those are your random facts.
I've got an interesting DeForest Kelly random fact. He was really concerned about the position they would give him on the set of Star Trek.
Yeah.
So Shatner, Nimoy, who was the other one?
Who's this?
Let's see. You had Shatner, Nimoy.
You had T'Kai.
Yeah, his character. So he never wanted to be behind those guys because when he was, you couldn't see DeForest through the tree.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Through the tree, the forest through the trees. That's awful. That's awful.
That's the worst. That is absolutely the worst. Did you hear that?
DeForest through the tree.
I made up this big story that DeForest Kelly was concerned about how he would be positioned on the set. He never wanted to be behind Shatner, Nimoy, and George Takei, because then you couldn't see DeForest through the tree of them.
Ah, that's good.
I have a very important announcement
to make.
Damn it,
Greg.
I suck at this job.
Okay?
Damn it, Greg.
I'm a Hawk Show toast. This could be my very last show.
I think you stopped that Saturday show.
That may be my only option left.
Dead Budell coming up this weekend.
Here on the Nick.
I'm not sure if I'm having an odd day or these are just symptoms of something cataclysmic coming my way physically. Everybody that's called so far, what was that individual's that age?
He was telling me about the Jungle Book.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have such a wise audience.
We do.
And we appreciate that. We show that off. Our advertisers appreciate the brilliance of our listeners, too. Don Duncan, Jacqueline Tomlinson, called yesterday afternoon. They're driving down to Florida to surprise her mom and dad with a visit from little Steven and Lola for Easter. And made a point to thank the downtown Don Duncan for taking care of their car and getting it ready for the trip. I always suggest if you're going to drive, whether it's something close, and you spend a couple of days somewhere, before you hit the road for any trip, you're going out of town, you don't want to spend a weekend in Owosso that wasn't planned. Preventive maintenance from Don Duncan can help that from happening, especially that rolling inspection they do on the tires, because they withdraw anything they see embedded in there. It's amazing how much stuff is. Those can become time bombs that can blow a tire, and then you're on the side of the road offloading all your stuff and or waiting hours for AAA. Take it to them. Let them get it ready. Let them run a quick diagnostic to make sure all your major systems are in good working order, and then drive with confidence. Great feeling. And if you need tires, get them wholesale at all three locations. Don Duncan on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. That's where Jay Quinlan took her car. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughn. Okay, at 7:37, it's time for that $10 food outlet pop quiz question with DeForest Kelly.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the CIA using music as a torture device. What was the top song on the torture list?
Torture music list number one.
Yeah, the number one hit on the torture hit parade.
Then we'll spend the rest of the show taking calls from people who have suggestions for a torture music list.
Yeah.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you don't win, stick around for a follow-up question and get an extra entry in our grand prize drawing with a correct answer. 272-9228. You can see DeForest through the truth of them. Oh, that was nice. It's April Fool's Day, but I'm not doing any of this on porpoise. I'm telling you.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Got a lot of traffic headed into Montgomery right now, and we are slow on 85 southbound from Chantilly Parkway up to Taylor Road. Got congestion on Taylor as well. East Boulevard at I-85, busy there, as well as the Northeast Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson inbound this morning. I-65 and 85 looking pretty good through the interchange right now, but we are really beginning to see those traffic numbers swell. Keep it here for updates. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
All right, Kristen gets first crack at her $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Before you answer ours, did you like the DeForest Kelly joke?
You know, I did smile. I can't laugh out loud, but I did smile.
Oh. So, do you have the answer to Jay's question?
Yeah, what's the top song on the torture list?
The Mel Mix.
Yes, that's it. And if you can sing it.
Yeah, can you give us a few bars of that?
Meow, 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 meow.
That's the bridge, yeah. That's the...
but you sound so cute when you do it. Who could be tortured by you? Kristen, hang on. You've got a $10 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet. Let's do some follow-ups, starting with Brian H.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Another day in paradise.
Johnny Cash gave the finger at a concert one time. Where was he at?
I can't remember if he was at San Quentin Prison.
Yes, that's correct. He was at San Quentin. That's correct.
Yeah, that's good, man,
because you know what? I would have gotten that one wrong.
So good work. Congratulations. You got it. Yeah. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. See y'all later. Thank you.
He gets an extra entry in the grand prize drawing. Keith from Santucci.
Hey, Keith. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. Greg just gave a joke about DeForest Kelly. Do you remember the punchline?
Can't see DeForest through the trees.
That's correct. That is absolutely right. That's right.
Did you like that joke?
I liked it, Greg. Keep going.
Can't see DeForest through the
trees. Because I need to feel some measure of redemption here today. Thank you, Keith,
Thanks.
For the support. And Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, in Jungle Book, the Hindi name for the translation for Shere Khan is what?
Oh, man.
It was also a popular Netflix show last year.
Tiger King?
Tiger King, yes.
Wow.
Okay. Right. I remember Baloo and Mowgli, and I couldn't remember what Shere Khan was.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for the hint, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
You deserved it. Thank you for calling, Anthony. So everybody gets a bonus entry in tomorrow's grand prize drawing. And considering our phones were not available the first 2 days of the week.
Yeah, we're doing well.
We're growing that list. At 7:41.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Wind is not too bad right now, but it's going to be a windy day today. We have a wind advisory in effect. Unusually cool for this late in the season behind that storm system. High only in the 50s? That's a slap in the face and really weird on the first day of April. Winds could be as high as 35 miles per hour. The winds die down tonight. Freeze warning in effect. And this would be a very late in the season freeze. Well, for instance, last year, the latest freeze was February 28th. Here it is April 1st, and we're talking about a freeze perhaps on the morning of the 2nd of April. Our low near 32. Tomorrow, not quite as windy, but still too cool, way too cool for this late in the season. High around 60. We'll be down to 34 Saturday morning with widespread frost again, up to about 69 Saturday, sunshine. And Easter Sunday, nearly perfect after a morning low of 40, which will be chilly for sunrise services, especially if you're they're outside. But the high temperature on Sunday, Easter Sunday, 74, just perfect. Right now, this morning, winds are not too bad at the moment, but they will be increasing during the day. Northwest winds at 11 miles per hour makes that 43-degree temperature feel like 37. That's the wind chill factor at 743.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Got a pretty good collection of animal stories, including the latest on Major, the...
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
There's another incident?
Not just a biting incident, but something else.
Uh-oh.
All coming up, it is 7:44.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 1.6 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. The National Guard is hosting mobile vaccination clinics in rural counties. The Crenshaw County Sheriff's Office is asking for new information in a cold case murder from May 2011. DeLon Harris was shot to death in the Goshen community. There is now $25,000 in reward money for the case. And the Montgomery Whitewater Project will hold a second workshop for local construction subcontractors and construction suppliers tonight at 6. The project manager will give an overview of the project and opportunities for local construction companies. For more information about tonight's workshop, visit MontgomeryWhitewaterProject.com. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable.
bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
You could sell your vehicle on your own, allow strangers to come by for a test drive, spend countless hours listing it, taking calls, responding to emails, and still not get anywhere. Or you can make the smart choice and jump on pigbuys.com, input your vehicle information, and get a purchase offer in less than 30 minutes. And did I mention you could leave with money in hand today? I'm not sure about you, but that seems pretty simple and smart to me. Test drive the new way to sell your vehicle at pigbuys.com. Pigbuys, we pay the bacon.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba! Chase! Time for today's animal stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. That pun was intended. Wolfman to the vocal plea. That was right today. at 7:49. Big story over the last several days. President Joe Biden's dog, Major, was involved in yet another biting incident requiring medical attention. The notoriously unruly canine attacked a National Park Service employee just days after being returned to the White House from a previous biting incident. The dog had undergone intensive training following that first biting.
Not intensive enough.
Equally disturbing, though, were reports of a wayward turd deposited on the hallway outside the White House diplomatic reception room. The seemingly unending canine-related chaos has voters wondering whether Biden is fit to serve as commander-in-chief. As the saying goes, there are no bad dogs, only bad owners. You know, when a dog backs away from somebody, you know, that they just come across when they're normally friendly.
Yep.
That's somebody that needs, you need to give a second.
I think Major's got some issues.
Anyway, we'll keep you posted. It says here at donserber.blogspot.com, President Trump did not get a dog just before he took office because he is not senile and never tried to be one of us. You go get him. Moving on to other animal story news at 7:51. A 19-pound cat was missing. A Washington State woman was looking for the cat for 28 days before finally finding it in a place that she never thought you'd find a cat.
Where would that be?
Stuck in a chimney. Apparently, the tubby cat named Piper decided to climb into a chimney and got stuck in it. It's a tuxedo cat. After her new neighbors had moved into the house, one of them told her they'd been hearing meowing from inside the home and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
They thought it was the CIA.
Sure enough, the neighbors invited Wurtenberger to come search their home, and she found Piper stuck in the fireplace dampened. So, a happy ending there. And let's see, I got to choose one more here. Endangered condors. First time in 100 years, the endangered California condor will return to the Pacific Northwest once on the brink of extinction. This iconic species has made significant steps towards recovery. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Park Service will help facilitate the creation of a new California condor release facility as they reintroduce these birds to what used to be their habitats. And those are your animal stories.
Yay.
Yeah, I like the one with the happy ending there. They all had happy end.
Well, except the Major. The Major story is Major.
Yeah.
You know, in that story, I that could be that dog just doesn't like the people it's around.
It could be.
All right.
It's got some issues.
Without question, has some issues. All right. We are at 7:52. We've been going through our old files here, taking a look back some of our previous April Fools. This one, I think, this goes back several years when we changed our format to this.
The best bagpipes of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. The Bag.
The Bag.
The number one at-work station for the best in bagpipes, The Bag. Now, back to Tam O'Shanter.
You said you wanted more bagpipe music on the radio, and we heard you. How you doing, everybody? It's Tam taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in a commercial-free bag block, the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, an old favorite from the Highland Bagpipes. But first, let's go to Angus. He's holding on the bag line.
Listen to me, lad. I've been waiting my whole life for a station like this. This is great. It's my dream come true.
Glad you love it. What do you want to hear, bud?
I didn't give a crap, as long as it's got bagpipes in it.
All right, we'll just stick around for that.
Good times and great bagpipes. Your home for continuous bagpipe favorites. Great piping is in the bag.
This one's for you, Angus. The Green Hills of Tyrol on your bagpipe station, The Bag.
So it started out, we were the Nick this morning.
Then yes, we're gonna relive that moment for those who weren't up at 6.
Okay. We were the Flute, WFLT.
We staged it. We made it the most electrifying story of the day. Yeah. Hey, you know, when we're... It's almost not a bad idea these days. Yesterday, after yesterday's afternoon show, I had so much stuff rolling around the inside of my head, I had trouble falling asleep. But it was Baumhauer's night, so I went over there, picked up some food, brought it home, And
did it help you?
Yeah, I woke up at 1. I woke up at your time today, but I felt pretty refreshed.
Chase kept waking up every hour last night. Thanks
nice
a lot,
turnout
Chase.
Last night. I stood guard at the takeout area. Saw Ashley Bankston come in last night.
Uh-huh.
Lots of great folks. Father and son. Funny thing, the son listens here. He's about 13 years old.
Yeah.
I might have their name handy because I wanted to do a shout out. In fact, I am going to do a shout out. Stand by, please.
Okay.
I look for this information.
So you say the son listens and.
Yeah, this is Mason is his name.
Okay.
He listens now, but his dad, Raul, listened to me in Miami.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like a family tradition.
You worked in the Miami market?
Did I tell you that before?
No, it's never
I'm sorry. I hate talking about myself. So I'm sorry if that slipped between the cracks in our 5 years together here. Don't we have an anniversary with you coming up?
Officially, that is on the 4th, although my contract day is today.
It is?
Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is.
You'd be here tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. No, what I'm saying is, this is the day my contract started 5 years ago. But officially on the air, we had to wait till the 4th, which was a Monday.
I'm only signed up to 2025. After that, it's Splitsville.
Is that right? We'll be on Mars by then, right?
Actually, the boss and I have kind of a handshake agreement. If I can still climb the stairs, draw a breath, and stay lucid, if I don't get like, potato head in the White House.
We're going to try and eliminate one of those.
And pretty soon you won't have to climb the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen in that room lately?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff missing.
Yeah, right.
I guess that stuff has to go before the new stuff can come in.
That's correct.
But you'll be able to, we're going to have a drive-up window. You'll be able to pull up and watch us from your car.
I'm not sure if that's going to happen in that studio.
It's got two windows, right?
Yeah, it's got two windows in the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I got you.
But two windows to the outside in the studio.
Oh, so we'll have to open the blinds.
Yeah.
I see.
We can't do like my hero did. Larry Lujack kept the curtain closed at WLS. You can never watch him.
Really?
You can watch the other jocks.
I mean, we can keep the blinds closed, too. It's not a problem. But it'll be nice to know that, like, when weather is going on, we can like, look outside and say,
this will
hey,
be the greatest
rain.
Advancement in our weather technology in 17 years.
Super Doppler window.
Yeah. We should get a sponsor for that and everything. Maybe we can get Window World to come back and join us. For the Rich Thomas weather window. I want to talk about Eddie Bader. This guy, let's see, typical Eddie Bader day almost always includes at least one closing. He has a house. Guess how long it took him to sell this house above list? 3 days.
Huh.
Wow.
In the Blue Ridge neighborhood in Wetumpka. You give this guy, I'll tell you what, he is just a relentless and tireless worker. Everybody loves Eddie. He's easy to get along with, and he takes so much of the hassle off your plate when it comes to selling your house. It could be a stressful time. Now, he's got a listing in Stony Brook Plantation, and that is a beautiful house. 3-bed, 3-bath home, nice yard, garage right out in front. And he would love to show you this home. Call 322-0662. This will not be on the market long. Look at the pictures on the inside. He knows how to show you the highlight reel. I'll tell you what. If I could just give the boss to double my salary. Well, I've got kids in school. It's got every feature you can imagine, including a 6-foot tub in the master bathroom.
Wow.
And so many other things to love. It doesn't hurt to window shop. Call Eddie, 322-0662. And if you're getting ready to list or move, he's your guy. He knows how to show off a house and get it sold. And he's had multiple listings this year that have sold above asking price. Because when you get enough people interested and multiple people want the house, that's very helpful to getting the price up. So call him, Eddie Bader, Realtor, 322-0662 with EXP Realty.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended.